It's on, it's off, it's on the continuing saga of who's in charge of U.S. trade. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 8th day of November. Thanks for being here, everybody. How about those auto tariffs? Something new for us to worry about? Will we or won't we? Amazon is accused of forcing dealers to use systems that add costs to products. We've got a Dick's Sporting Goods story for you. Coke is having an aha moment, and older workers, they ain't going anywhere. Those stories and more, along with Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine and stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the business news headlines. I know it's finally here, right? And for some of us, that means only two more working days until Monday. Well, yesterday, the markets went wild with the hope and the dream that the trade war with China was about to find peace. China and the U.S. said that they were working on a way to de-escalate the economic battle by fostering an agreement that would also allow both nations to roll back the tariffs. Well, that was yesterday. Today, President Trump said no such deal was in the offer. Trump made his comments and noted that Beijing would like him to scrap the levies. Okay. Well, the markets did react to all that, and the Dow headed down. So let's do tariff talk two, shall we? After an initial six-month delay, President Donald Trump must decide by November 13th whether to follow through with threats to levy tariffs on automobile imports. The U.S. Commerce Department drew backlash from business groups and lawmakers back in February after it concluded that car imports pose a threat to national security. Really? That Mercedes is a threat to national security? Meanwhile, the Center for Automotive Research estimated in a report last year the proposed 25% tariff would add $6,800 to imported vehicle prices. Average car prices overall would increase by over $4,400. The Commerce Department did not immediately make its findings regarding car imports and national security available to lawmakers who have expressed widespread opposition to the proposed auto tariffs. I'm not clear with how that all works with regard to national security, but okay, that's what they're saying. Meanwhile, Bloomberg is reporting that a letter that was sent to federal lawmakers says an online merchant has accused Amazon of forcing him and other sellers to use the company's expensive logistics services, which in turn forces them to raise prices for consumers. The 62-page document lays out an antitrust case that emphasizes harm to consumers. That is the traditional basis for such cases here in the United States. The complaint, based on an analysis of thousands of Amazon transactions over several years that involved more than 100 products, accuses Amazon of tying its marketplace and logistics services together. That then becomes an antitrust violation in which a company uses dominance in one market to give itself an advantage in another market where it's less established. Amazon has denied its search results favored items it delivers, but said products offered by merchants using its logistics services tend to be more prominent in results. Back in September, 145 CEOs signed a letter to the U.S. Senate demanding tougher background checks and better red flag laws to deny guns to potentially dangerous individuals. But Ed Stack of Dick's Sporting Goods was one of those CEOs. At the same time, he was already far ahead of his peers. After 17 students and staff were killed at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida back in 2018, Stack led the company to decide to permanently remove assault rifles from its 850 stores, which include Dick's, Field & Stream, and Golf Galaxy. It's also stopped selling handguns of any sort to anyone under 21 years of age. Now, those policies would cost Dick's some $250 million in sales as some outraged consumers boycotted the store. But Stack, a gun owner, never looked back. Sales have since rebounded, and the company's on the way to revenue of about $9 billion this year. In his book, It's How We Play the Game, Stack takes readers through the days following Parkland and subsequent decisions to back away from parts of the gun business as Dick's business evolved. If you want to read it, it's kind of an interesting piece. It's online. Just Google Dick's Sporting Goods and Inc. Well, Coca-Cola is giving flavored seltzer another go. The beverage company's latest offering is called Aha. Aha, yeah. And it's set to go on sale in the United States next year with 8 different flavors. More brands are launching seltzer options as consumers switch from soft drinks to what they consider healthier options. Coke's original flavored seltzer line, Dasani Sparkling, launched back in 2014 and was scrapped this year in favor of the new AHA brand. Meanwhile, market leader LaCroix, they've seen sinking sales because of increased competition. And finally, there's this. Millennials and Gen Xers are eyeing baby boomers' jobs, but the problem is they ain't going anywhere. They're not retiring. All that according to a USA Today LinkedIn survey. 5 generations have converged in the workforce, bottlenecking America's career ladder and making it difficult for younger workers to move up. Some 41% of millennials say they've struggled with promotions because boomers are delaying retirement, leading younger workers to job hop for bigger titles and higher pay. A tight labor market has also led companies to hold on to older workers. And there is yet another reason. Older workers are often staying on because the cost of living continues to increase and financial security isn't just there for many. All right, coming up next, we're going to relax a little bit. Stuff going on in the Metro this weekend into next week with Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of City View. And that is coming up next.